Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. We can call in at 515-602-9657. There are a lot of things going on in the world today that we need to talk to, but I want to congratulate yesterday there was 300,000 plus people in D.C. supporting Israel, pro-Israel rally. And I want to congratulate all the organizers, especially the Orthodox Union, who was the major supporter of this rally. And they, in such short notice, they got over 300,000 people and other groups sponsored with that. And even got a number of people coming in from D.C. We had the Speaker of the House came in and spoke. You have a couple other people in there across party lines, so to speak, but, you know, take them with a grain of salt. Democrats are not for Israel. They're not for the Jewish people, not for the American people, and they show it over and over again. While at the same time that Chuck Schumer was speaking to the crowd yesterday in support of Israel, him and the Senate was tabling the budget that came out of the House, that passed the House by over almost unanimous practically. It was 340 positive votes, yes votes, as opposed to like 80 or something negative votes. So, you know, it really was a pretty good bipartisan effort. And that bill that passed was millions to Israel, not to Ukraine, but they offset costs because we were trying to balance the budget and cut some spending. We deleted the major budget of the IRS down to eliminate the 87,000 upon the IRS employees, plus other stuff that they don't need. They trimlined it. Chuck Schumer kind of tabled it initially, but there is a deal in place now, and the Senate has passed it, and Biden will eventually will sign into law. But it took time and pressure by yours truly, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, and a bunch of others. And of course, it's election year coming up with 2024, and they don't want to lose the Jewish vote, so they kind of press along that way. The Democrats / communists, the Charlie Chauvinists and people, they're just political opportunists, and they do not support Israel, the American people, at all. And once again, they show it. What they say at rallies doesn't mean anything. It's their actions that count, and that's what we need to do. And we have a lot of big support coming in around the world that's not for the terrorism, that actually supports Israel, and we get them on thing, and I can hear it on the phone all the time, and that's a big thing. So what the left-wing media is saying, do not believe. The American people are strong in support of Israel. They are strong in support of our Constitution here in this country. Pro-law enforcement, they know about border security and everything else. You will not see that on the left-wing media networks. They won't show you that. All they're saying is that Israel is going into and bombing out a hospital. And God, except for one major thing, they're not telling you that Israel, the IDF was bringing materials, including incubators and other things to help people survive, the babies and youngsters survive in that hospital, and try to evacuate them from the hospital, because in order to get to the Hamas and everything, they have to go in the tunnels, which is right below this hospital. Of course, Hamas is trying to prevent them from leaving, and that's where the castle is. So they had to eventually, after they got done everything and made sure that the kids and stuff are out of there, they destroyed the hospital. They had no choice. And the thing is, and I'm tired of these left-wingers saying, what about the casualties? What about the kids? What about the civilians? In war, there is collateral damage. We could try our best, and we always did, even in World War II and other areas. We actually dropped leaflets on people, warning them of certain strategic moves, but we cannot do more than that, and we still have to do what we have to destroy the enemy, and that's what they did. That's what they did in Israel, and that's what they're doing. And there's not going to be a peace or a pause in action, or what they call some kind of pause of some other stuff, and to do that ceasefire. There's not going to be a ceasefire until all the hostages are out. And even then, they're not going to do that to Hamas. Like Netanyahu said, if you want to see this end, Hamas has to be obliterated. We cannot have anything left over from Hamas anywhere. You got to kill the snake, and you got to kill it from the head all the way down and make sure that it doesn't revive. And that's the way it is. And it's not just Hamas. It's Hezbollah in Lebanon, and it's also in Yemen, and it's also in Iran. And before I turn it over to Scarlett, today, once again, the treasonous Biden, and everybody we know are now calling for him to be arrested for treason, use the Patriot Act, get him out of there. But it's not just him, it's Obama and others. But we have to do it. The time is up. Do it. And we urge, and we are talking to a number of people in the law enforcement to actually do that and to arrest him for treason using the Patriot Act, and it will happen shortly. All of them once again gave billions of dollars to Iran, which automatically gives it to Hamas and other terrorist organizations to attack Israel and us and other police officers. Plus, you have open borders where they walk in. So, again, in order for peace to happen in this world, you have to get at the core. And the court is the virus, and that is Obama, Biden, Iran, George Soros, and all of those people, the squad. Every one of them has to be eliminated from the planet, and it's the only way you're going to end up having peace in this place, because as long as one of them are still active, there's always going to be a problem somewhere. Now, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. Nasty day, rigged all day.
Believe it or not, this whole thing is a possible tropical system developing off our coast.
Lucky.
That is going to bring stuff up north.
So today, Biden gave Iran $10 billion. The only way he could have done that is printing money.
Or they took it from one end to another end and not give it to where it's supposed to be. Either way, that's going to be checked. But we know all this still is proving one thing. Israel, first of all, the Mossad should take out, next time Biden or any of those people come into Israel, they should take them out. Let Mossad arrest them for treason and put them on trial, just like the war crimes of World War II, because Biden and his staff are criminals. They're war crime mongers.
Oh, Blinken? Yeah.
Any of them pertaining to that, it's got to be gone.
You know, what happened today in California with him and Xi?
Not much that we know of. There were stories that they were negotiating. First thing they got to be talking about, of course, is climate change, which is bullcrap, because the biggest coal producers in the world right now, because we used to be, but now it's China. They're not going to stop. With almost 2 billion people, they're not going to stop. They need the coal, number one. Number two is, climate change is going to say yes, 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 and they're going to tell fuck you to Biden, move on with the thing. But the biggest scary thing is that they were talking about communications between both militaries to try and get set up a communication leeway. So there's this way, if there's an emergency somewhere and no mistakes, are they able to communicate
no.
to all sides?
No,
but,
no.
They're taking this out of the fall. I don't know if anybody saw the movie Failsafe, the original one. And ever since that movie came out, they always try to have communication with our adversaries.
And Red Dawn. Red Dawn.
So we don't, none of us believe that, and we don't trust that. And
no.
As far as I know, it did not work because there's certain things that they won't. But I think Biden's willing to give some kind of
money.
Biden
would give us up. He would surrender us. So
right.
That's the only thing I see. But
now, we really don't know for sure exactly what that is yet. And that's a big thing there.
I gave him a nuke. Stupid shit. The man is a slime. And you leave him in power and you're going to get what you deserve. Because nobody listens to me. Nobody. So what will be, will be. That was what will be. You know what? I can't do it alone, speak alone. I do speak, but nobody's listening to me. Not Congress. I don't know what they're doing. Their main focus should be getting that turd out of the White House. But they don't do that. They're not doing it. I don't know. What's with Comer? Why would he subpoena an attorney? That's not
because the attorney's part. Why? Because the attorney committed a felony and it's all part of a case, and that attorney's been arrested.
Comer needs to go right for the dog's throat.
And he is going for that. They arrested. They have arrest warrants out for everybody in time to set up for the. They're setting up for the trial so they can hang him. So just let this work its job. It doesn't happen overnight. Marjorie Taylor Greene was like the same thing. That she's in trouble because she overstepped the bounds. Sometimes if you're in too hurry to do things, they are being arrested in time. You need to learn to let this thing work its way through.
You have the evidence. Arrest them.
They have been. Just let this work its way through. We have trial dates and everything. Just let this work its way.
Meeting with another schmuck. You know?
We are doing what we're doing, okay?
Whatever. So when something bad really happens, and it's going to happen, I'll say, see, told you. Didn't do your job.
Nothing's going to happen. Yeah, Scarlett, that's just going to happen. They already arrested Biden and company. It's on trial in a few weeks. Just let us work its way through.
They talked about fentanyl. That's what they talked about. Less fentanyl.
We don't even know that.
I thought that was hilarious when I read that. You know? Because Fauci created fentanyl.
Okay.
Like he did the coronavirus.
Okay.
Like
Okay. Okay, it's not just that. Fentanyl's been around before Fauci, but Fauci expedited it and stuff. But there are other stuff going on. The left is pissed
that
off
lab,
because
whatever that place in Wuhan, they're doing some manufacturing. Don't
yeah, but that's not fentanyl what they're doing in there. That's some other, that's germ welfare. That's not fentanyl. Fentanyl is working in conjunction with the warlords and the cartels. And that's what that is.
That's coming out of China, fentanyl.
Yes, but they're coming through the cartels that were dealing.
I'm not talking about distribution and delivery. I'm talking about the beginning where it's made. That's it.
Okay.
In the lab.
Anyway, I want to talk about something that's really got pissed off the left. All week has been going on, and it's the word Berman. It's the word Berman. Get
Berman
rid of the Berman. Berman, like the animal Berman.
Berman.
You know, the left is so pissed off because Donald Trump said that he wants to wipe out all the Berman if he wins the White House in 2024. Now, they're attaching that to Hitler's words, but that's not what he meant. The Berman is people like Obama, people like Omar, Ilhan Omar, and Tayyip and the squad and all those people. Berman is like the deepfakes, like Biden and all the other people and all the deep state and stuff. All the criminals, the people that are protesting in colleges and universities.
V-E-R-M-I-N, Berman?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, you know, and Biden got pissed off at that because he knows he was talking about him. He ripped Donald Trump with fury, using icy language after the mega cult leader said that he wants to wipe out all the Berman if he wins the White House in 2024. And Biden got pissed off.
I love it. They are Berman.
Yeah, Trump said, tells his supporters that he's going to root out the communists, the Marxists, the fascists, and the radical left dogs that live like Berman within the confines of our country. And he's right. It's 100% correct. The left, he put the left and all these people on notice that once he gets in power, there's not going to have anything left. And that's the good thing.
You're
going
to have to
you know,
actually go live like a human being or die. No more freebies. No more. Hey, have they arrested Eric Adams yet?
Eric Adams, I don't know. I haven't heard anything in New York. I know that he is expected to be stepping down by the end of the week. I don't know what the whole story is, but he already said he's resigning in a couple of days. That's
been
announced.
And all of a sudden, Hoko is making a whole big...
Yeah, but she's in violation of a lot of laws and doing that.
It took her a month. It took over a month for her to open her mouth about what was going on in the Jewish community. And the anti-Semitic shit. You know that, right? It should have been immediate. She should have had the police and everybody on top of it immediately.
Right. But they're not.
It should have been done. No, wait 5 weeks. So.
Yep. By the way, I'm urging everyone to go to FireRona.com. That's FireRona.com. And they've got millions of signatures you can sign in there and add your name to FireRona. Trump announced that she'll be gone in a few days. So there's a lot of things there.
When I see it and hear it, I'll believe it. Until then,
well, we do fundraising for the RNC, and she told that staff that she's gone. She just doesn't know what day.
You should bankrupt her.
Yeah.
She should be RICO'd. She should be bankrupt. She lived really good.
By the way, that 17-year-old kid, the white kid that got beat up in Vegas and got killed, they arrested people. They arrested 8 teenagers. They're facing first-degree murder charges in Vegas.
KKK people?
No, they're blacks or whites. No KKK.
No KKK. Kill the white kid.
Yeah, that's it. In Vegas. And they just arrested last week, and they just arrested him.
And the kid was just, what, visiting, or he lived there?
I think he left. They went to school. It's a teen school kid.
So the kids from school killed him.
Yeah, they arrested 8 people. Anyway, FBI Chris Way claimed... they're being charged with adult first-degree murder.
Is there a death penalty in Nevada?
Yes.
Okay.
FBI Director Chris Way claims to prioritize terrorism, but doesn't even know about the jihadists who occupied the Capitol. Raise FBI target citizens, conservatives, and MAGA grandmas who peacefully walked through the Capitol on J6 instead of real threats. We cannot trust them to keep us safe. On Ways Watch, the FBI has been fully weaponized and against Biden's political enemies, and that's the novelty that we're working on.
Was the kid a MAGA, or was he special needs?
Neither. He's just a kid. Also, Secretary Mayorkas is expected to be impeached within the next 2 to 3
days.
Mayorkas. I call him Mayorkas. But anyway, he's expected to be impeached in the next couple of days. They got the votes.
Call the asshole who runs Homeland Security if he's better.
Yeah. That's an 80-year-old Democrat, Rosa DeLauro, claimed that we were on the verge of a shutdown. I had to remind her that she voted for the CR just hours before. Maybe it's time for her to finally retire. She voted to continue the government until December, I think it was January 15th. And then a couple hours later, she said the government's going to shut down. And they already got it past the House. Democrat called Rosa DeLauro.
She's a representative?
She's a representative in one of the states that's on the House of Representatives.
No shit.
Yeah.
We have an 80-year-old representative. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You can't say that they're not going to die within the building, huh?
Also, there's a law that's been introduced that they're going to go through and sign in the next day or two, a bill called an amendment to castrate the salary of Assistant Secretary of Health Richard Levine. That's the transgender, if you want to call him that, whatever he is.
Cut
health,
them down
secret-
to a buck, Ollie.
Yeah, to a dollar, exactly.
I love it. Save the taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
I like it. I support it. Mm-hmm. I haven't been following too much because, you know, focus on business. How's Trump going?
It's quiet. He's got the one in New York. He won that one. He's going to win the one in D.C. and he'll probably win the one in Georgia.
The judge didn't pull the case.
No, but the court above him did, so it's a dead issue. He has been kicked, and he has no choice but to pull it. Otherwise, he's being arrested. Yeah, no more. This is it.
The judge has to close it.
The judge did close it. He has no choice. Yeah, he's closing it.
He's going to be hard on it and let it go and go to jail because he's a kamikaze.
Yeah, he's heading for a prison term.
Democrats are kamikazes. They're for the cause. They don't give a shit if they live or die.
Anyway, you should know what this thing is. On Saturday, Trump is speaking in Iowa at the Iowa Committee Caucus event at Fort Dodge.
Is he?
Yeah, Iowa Committee Caucus event.
Is our failure of a governor going to be there too?
I don't know. But when she went to endorse the Sacramento, her poll ratings went straight down. She's lucky. I think she's term limited, so she might not have to worry about election anymore. But she's done.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. By the way, I urge everybody in New Jersey not to vote for Tammy Murphy. If you really hate the governor, why would you want to support this wife for Senate?
She's running for Senate.
Yeah, she's running for Senate against the other crook.
I know. Which crook do you pick? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who's more criminal than the other? Well, you got to do your, I don't know. Just two out there, you know. Sad that they're getting away with this shit. There's no stopping them. They're just a collective of evil. So,
yeah, and it's really, you know,
Congress is working on it. Yep. 1 minute at a time, Congress is working on it. I'm sorry, I don't see them working. I see them putzing around, and I see them putzing around. I think they're putzes. Sorry.
Yeah. The other big story earlier today, a man shows up to Bolton Boss.
You snooze.
You can't do that. You can't do it. When you're doing legal stuff, if you go too fast, you're going to lose. So you have to do it in a miraculous way to get it done.
To take them out on the Patriot Act.
They don't have enough in procedure. They're in the process of doing that. They already have arrested them. They've been indicted. Just let this work its way through, all of them.
Joe Biden was not arrested.
Joe Biden has been indicted. He has been lawyered up. Just let this work its way through.
He has not been arrested.
He has been lawyered up. That's all we need to know. And he knows
it.
He's got lawyers here.
Oh, God. It's like talking to myself. Never mind. New topic. Go.
A man shows up to vote in Boston. He's told he had already voted by mail. He goes home, checks Ring camera, and sees that his ballot was stolen from his mailbox. He came and he called the police, and they found out that. And then they searched it, and they found out who did it. It was a Democratic operative that was stealing people's mail ballots. And so we know this voter fraud. You know, and that's what that is. And that's been reported in several resources. So even NBC in Massachusetts now reporting that there was voter fraud. So that's a big thing there.
Pocahontas, huh?
Man.
Hey, did Bernie Sanders speak yesterday?
Bernie Sanders didn't speak yesterday. I don't know if he did or not, but I did know that Bernie Sanders was good yesterday trying to break up a fight between a senator and the head of the UAW. And that senator is a UFC guy that's a black belt. And that guy, even though he thinks the other workers union guy thinks he's a tough guy, and he is a tough guy, and they call, he basically wrote a bunch of stuff on Twitter, which is now X, and about the senator, and the senator called him on it. And okay. They say, you really want to go after me? Okay, let's do it now. And he got up. That's what Bernie Sanders came into the thing and stopped it. But the point was...
Like
Rock'em
Sock'em Robots?
Yeah. And Bernie was cool with doing that. But the thing is, the thing is that if you're going to do the talk, don't forget you should do the walk, too. And if you're going
to
call somebody
what
out, make sure you know
Bernie
who you're calling
Sanders,
out.
What happened to Bernie Sanders and his wife in the real estate corruption?
I have no idea.
Thank God. What happened to Maui?
I don't know. But I don't know either. But the United Kingdom voted against the Gaza ceasefire. There is no ceasefire. That's a big thing.
This is how it works. If Biden gets out of White House and takes his little asshole four with him, the VP, and you put Trump back in as president, things will have some normalcy. Until then, you talk to the hand. Thank you. I'm a doll tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm not happy. They're not doing their job. I'm not. You say they are. I don't see it. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene do that was wrong?
We were gearing up to impeach Mayorkas, and we were going to do that in the next two. We were going to do that. We had the evidence set up and everything else, and he was going to be gone by the end of this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene forced the vote. Marjorie Taylor Greene forced the vote Monday when we weren't set up properly, and because she was too eager to get things done without getting it done properly, she lost. Now we got to do it again, and what happened on Thursday, Friday, which she will, at that point, we'll have them gone. But you have to play a place for everything, and if you rush things, you're going to lose. Marjorie Taylor Greene learned a big lesson yesterday. She needs to chill out and let things work its way through.
Why can't you arrest Biden now under the Patriot Act? What element is missing?
Biden under the Patriot Act is not going to do anything, but we have him for treason, and he is being arrested probably as soon as this week. But we're working on the things. He's been indicted already.
Okay.
We have a panel put in. His lawyer knows it. Same thing with Obama. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Same thing with George Soros and a bunch of other people across the board.
What happened to son of Biden? What happened to Hunter?
He's under house arrest. And they took everything away from him. No.
Where in the White House? Who's showing
no.
all those
and
location,
an undisclosed,
did you catch
an undis-
yeah.
under, undisclosed location. For giving evidence, attorney state's evidence, and he's in witness protection probably, or will be.
He gets away with it?
No, he's gonna have to serve time. But we want Obama. And we want Hillary, and we want by his father, and that's more important because that's the snake.
And Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, Clinton's already been working with us on the side, and it's a long story with that, and Clinton Cash and everything else. That's why you don't hear too much from him because he is working closely with a lot of law enforcement.
And the Epstein gate.
They're releasing some of it. Yeah, they're releasing some of it.
The book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill Gates is still free, and Andrew, and all those swabs. What happened to Menendez?
He has been suspended as a senator, basically. He has no power.
Who replaced Dianne Feinstein?
Don't know her name, but that's the one from our East Coast that came into the West Coast, and she's only there for a couple months. And then they got an election.
How is that legally doable?
That's why she's only there for a few months, and she probably won't
be
there for too much longer. That's a violation. That's a violation. California's up in arms with that. She won't be there too long. Same thing in Virginia, when the Democrats took the Senate, kept the Senate by one vote, they don't have the Senate anymore because that one vote turned out to be living in a different district, and because of that, she's being kicked out of the Senate, so the Republicans will have that.
Which senator is that?
A woman senator in Virginia. That's Virginia. That's the Virginia House, State House, State Senate. Local government. So that's a big thing there. So. Yeah.
Every little bit helps, doesn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
One step forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
what's
that's a big thing
there. What's going on in Arizona and Maricopa County.
That's all screwed up and everything. Kerry Lake is going to be the senator. They know that race, all taken care of. As far as the governorship stuff, they're going to hold a special election probably in about 4 or 5 months on that, and to get that out. And Katie Hodges is no longer involved in anything. And she's looking at about 20 years to life in prison. When this was all said and done.
She'll get out when she's a bubby.
She'll get out when she's never going to get out, ever. She'll probably won't survive it. So that's a big thing there.
Okay. I'm with it.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We have a lot to be thanks about.
Yep.
We got our health. We got a home, roof over our head, food in the house, pretty good. We got a cat who's just staring off into La La Land. Business is good.
Yep.
They're doing their job in Gaza. They need to annihilate them all.
I say you got to allow Israel to do what they have to do.
Let them do it. They need to blow Iran off the face of the map. Get them out. Goodbye to the mullahs, to the head guy. You know, chilling in New York now with the anti-Semitic shit.
Yeah.
When do you think Eric Adams will be out and Curtis Sliwell will be in?
Well, in the next week or so. Probably sooner.
And what's he doing to Brad?
Is he going to fire him?
Mm-hmm. Is he going to fire him?
Probably.
Yes. I wonder who he's going to hire as the commish. Who would you hire?
I don't know. The people that would have worked down here. One of them.
How about Kelly? What's Greg Kelly's father's name?
Ray Kelly.
Raymond Kelly. He was a great commissioner when he was under Rudy Giuliani. That city was safe. That stop and frisk, didn't have that hoodie shit, didn't have sanctuary, didn't have swabs killing the sidewalk. You didn't have giant rats. Rent was a normal number. Shit. It cost a lot of money to buy a brownstone. when it used to cost anywhere between $3 to $5 million to buy a brownstone, it's costing now around $30 million or higher to buy the same brownstone.
Right.
You know, under Biden, Bidenomics. God, that'll go down in history as the worst piece of crap there is. And he keeps printing money, so inflation, and I read inflation's at like 50%, I believe it, hell yeah. I posted today that the 2020 election, it was stolen. The president had 100-some-odd million more votes, and it was stolen. It was stolen, and how was it stolen? It was manipulated, and they changed the laws illegally. And all those people, they should be in jail that changed an illegal law so they can do and steal it. You know?
Mm.
Because now they have the playbook how to manipulate and steal an election. Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook's got issues because there are swabs and they're posting porn all over the place. You know? And it's just disgusting. Because they're coming, they're buzzing on the MAGA people. I want my country great. It makes it great for everybody, for my son, for my neighbors, for people I don't know. Why should they live in shit? They should live good. They work hard. They need people, swabs need to go back to work. Go earn your keep. Go take care of yourself. Go get a job. Go create a company. Be an entrepreneur. Well, you know, and I don't care what you say. There are ninja loans. It's posted in my bank, promoted, it's marketed, it's happening. I don't give a shit what anybody says to you about that. It's happening. Okay? The banking industry is corrupt. And banks are failing. How about the ones we don't hear about? You notice we don't hear this shit anymore? Because they're hiding. It's not transparent. This country is one big fucking mysterious enigma secret. Everybody's, it's a secret. Because nobody really knows what the hell is going on. Because they're just so, it's so criminal. No rules, Hastings. That man was right. There are no rules. They're all corrupt. They're all dumb. And it's not just the federal. It's local. National. And it's regional. And they're all corrupt. And this is the scum that's leading around. And it's happening in our state. So I don't want to hear that shit either. Okay? And then we need to get, we need to do something. You got any suggestions?
No.
Then this is the way it's going to be.
No,
you
no,
can snap and ditch and witch and everything about it, but unless we go out there, the Patriots, and do something and run or point fingers, get in their faces, you know, you can't hide from the truth. The truth will bring us together.
Yeah.
Can we hear a song?
Yeah, I'm almost done with the show anyway. What song?
I don't know. Won't Back Down.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Turn.
By the way, just ended a little while ago in D.C., of all places. Fannie Willis did a campaign event in Washington, D.C., to do an event over there at the building that owned for the Washington Post. And there's been a lot of Luma among others have been pointed out that she's, why was she campaigning in Washington, D.C.? To get reelected in Fulton County, Georgia, it's maybe because she can't get any kind of.
To come to D.C.
Yeah, because she can't get any funds. She has no support in Fulton County because of all the crime and everything.
Oh, no,
it's not
she
just.
She wants a position in D.C., Joseph.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's what this is. More than anything else,
yeah.
She knows she's going to lose. She's going to lose in a few in a few months, and that she and without her in there, she that case in D.C. in Fulton County will go out the door.
She's a criminal.
Yeah, I know. But that's what she's sticking up, so she's looking to fundraise to try and get herself reelected because if she loses the election for a district attorney, she cannot prosecute Trump. And that's what this whole thing is all about. And these people in Fulton County, Georgia, where she works, don't want to.
Her mentor who got her elected is not getting her money?
No.
George
Soros is not giving her money because they know that doing Trump, because he knows that Trump's going to be president and that And he doesn't want to get any part of that because he knows he's going to be in the galaxy, so to speak. He's part of the president.
Where does George Soros reside?
In Europe, and he's wanted by various Interpol and Mossad and a bunch of others, Scotland Yard and stuff. He's wanted man. He's sick, very sick. So that's the deal there. And we'll get his son.
Son and daughter, or whatever he has.
His children are going to be targeted, and they're going to go down with him. But the fact that the money was drying up, but she has to go to do a fundraiser, where if you want to become the chair, so-called chair, to be part of that, it's $6,600 for one. You go anywhere from a couple of hundred dollars to that.
The head of the DNC.
I don't remember his name. I know that Axelrod, who used to be involved with that, told Biden to drop out.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, an Obama man came out and told Biden to drop out.
Because his polling numbers are tacky, about 17% in some polls, Now you got four people that are running, three people and one maybe, Manchin maybe running also, and Joe Lieberman.
It'll be Manchin, Bobby, and Trump.
And Jill Stein and one other person. I'm talking about the end. Because Jill Stein is Green Party, and the other one is another independent. So it'll be all these Democrats.
She'll get three.
She did that with Hillary, and she ends up with 3% of the vote. And that kills Hillary. One of the reasons killed Hillary. And we expect her to get about the same this time. That and also Manchin was going to get a good deal. And so no name party, so to speak. And Biden. And no name party is headed by Joe Lieberman.
He did not file anything on the ballot,
he did in South Carolina. I don't know about anything else.
Okay, then he's on the ballot.
He's on the ballot in South Carolina, and now it's filed
by
Kamala Harris, not him. Because
why not,
he made that
Iowa? Why not
because
Iowa?
Because because of the so-called black vote, he made the first, to cater to that, he made South Carolina as the first primary for the Democrats, as opposed to the caucuses in Iowa.
But the blacks who are for Trump.
Yeah, they're not supporting him.
Then they're going to have the illegals doing it.
They didn't even do that because South Carolina has a very good follow laws.
Okay. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, stay tuned. You never know. It's always a new event, a new drama, a new headline. And we're at the forefront of it, and we will let you know and tell you the truth. God bless America. God bless Israel. Keep them safe. And I'll be back on Sunday. And have a more of a conversation. Bye, everybody.
Yes. And I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank the guy, Shabbat Habak, Expenhensen, however that is, Expenhensen, in the chat room, and a couple others that went in and out. I want to thank everyone listening to us and millions around the world, and Scarlett and others. So thank you again. We will be on the air again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. I'll have my voice. It'll be a little bit better and a little bit more coordinated. It's been a busy week so far for me on the talk-wise. And, it's hard after you talk. You put a 9-hour day to come back and do the radio show. And sometimes it works well and sometimes it don't. Anyway, I want to thank everybody again. Listen to our podcast a couple of times a week on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, and the radio show on Block Talk Radio, and the website is thetruthisthetruth.net. We'll see you again on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a very pleasant evening, and we'll see you again on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America, and I'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great week.